Okay. Well, hi. This was Sunday, June the 5th, and we just saw an exciting game between St. Catharines Roma Wolves, and who's come all this way to play Avon Azzurri, one of the better teams, the best teams in this in the league here. And I've got as a 2-1 exciting game with the Wolves actually surviving quite a while on a red card. So I've got head coach Federico Tirizzini, who will say a few words about tonight's game.
Yes, I think we started very good. Half an hour we played good, we scored a beautiful goal.
Yes.
Then, unfortunately, we lost 10 minutes after the PK that I missed. We start to be scared, and they start to build a couple of opportunities that, and they score right away. So in 5 minutes, we get 2 goals against, and yeah. Our team, unfortunately, is very young in this moment. We don't manage very good this moment, and we unfortunately after a beautiful 35 minutes, the first half was 2-1. The second half, after the red card, of course, the van skills come out, and they manage the ball very good. We try to do something, but it was very hard with this team that is very organized. We try to put intensity, we try to counter-attack a couple of times, but unfortunately, our making the decision tonight, especially the second half, 10-11, wasn't here. But I'm very proud for my boys because the spirit of the group, how they try to fight until last minute is something that is very important. And today in Van, our performance, I think, is great.
Yes, I would agree. Let's see, coming back after a long absence, I remember the old St. Catharines Roma Wolves. I mean, you're back in the league now. You got to keep your old name. Let's see, there was an absence from 2013. Just missed stepping in as one of the first franchises in 2014. But quite an absence after that. You've only been in League One. You did come back. You joined in 2021 in a university, the Champions League, a shorter season, but would that, you call that a stepping stone to now this is the big time, the full season?
Yes, absolutely. We are very happy to finally to bring the soccer back in Club Roma, in St. Catharines, because I think Niagara region deserve a soccer team, semi-pro, and that's we have to say thanks to Carmine Provenzano and Davide Massava, especially head operation technical director, that 2 years ago decided to come out with this opportunity. Last season was very short, but we played even against the TFC under 21 and 2019, so it was a good short season to just understand what's going on. And this year is totally different world environment because every team are very organized, very strong. There are teams like Vaughan, Woodbridge, Guelph that last year won. So they are team very, very, very strong. But we are most of our players are local, and that's why we decided to open a new team in St. Catharines to give opportunity to the Niagara region players to compete without drive to Toronto or somewhere else.
Yeah, well, I did want to ask about that because I looked at the rosters, the game sheet tonight, and there's only 3 players not born this century. But how did you get this team together? Is any of them from university, or they're locals, or did you have tryouts? How did you get these guys together?
We bring everything, so tryout for sure, but most of the players come from, our core is from Brock University.
Yes.
We have 8 or 9 players from Brock University, plus other players come from London, but London University, but they are local. Everybody live in St. Catharines, Grimsby, Niagara Falls, Welland. So that's our goal, and we start to work and develop these players from the Niagara region and try to bring this player to the next level.
Okay. Now, your first game, and it's so not ironic, but the first game at this top level now, the coach of North Mississauga was Pavan Mosavat, who was a legend at the Wolves back in the days, the old league. Did he have anything to say, or did you people recognize who he was?
Yes, no, absolutely. We started very good with 3 points in North Mississauga. It was amazing for us. It was a very, very hard game. The game was very balanced, but we scored from a corner. and we get 3 points. We start very good because beside the Mississauga, we played in London, we tied 2-2 in amazing game in a Tricar, new facility over there. And unfortunately, the last 3 games, we lost all 3 games, but we played against Allianz United and Woodbridge and tonight Vaughan, that for sure three of the best teams.
Some of the best. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, great. Is any other legends from the old days, like giving their best wishes or some something with the team, like you know, coaching or training or just saying good luck to everybody?
Oh, yes. I'm very proud of what we have done. And we have also, for the women's side, Lucio Gianiero. He played in the national team program.
Right.
Yes, he's coached the women with Davide Massava, that is a technical director. And so we are very proud to bring the best player and the best coaches from Niagara and put everybody together in the same club.
All right, nice. Now, I'm asking all the coaches this. You are sort of back in the standings, but they are, with 22 teams, top heavy right now. They're going to do a split within 2 years. Top 12 and a next 10. How important is it for your club, the fans, the organization, recruitment in these 2 years to try and make a place in that top 12?
Of course, that's our goal. I know it's very hard because, like I told you, we are very young and we need maybe time to grow and become more expert and mature in some certain moment of the games. But our goal is arriving 2 years since today to get the premier team. So that's why it's very important to compete and fight every single game, because every point is important to be in the top 12 in 2 years since today.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for the interview. Now, just a minute.